Okay, we're back. You're listening to Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster, and this morning we're going to talk with a retailer. This is a retailer that we've not talked with for some time. He's from my hometown, Philadelphia. He runs a most unusual organization, Reinhardt Carpet Outlet. Of course, I'm talking about none other than Fred Reinhardt, who owns Reinhardt Carpet Outlet. How you doing this morning, Fred?
We're doing great, David. Thanks for having us back. Hello to everybody down there in Dalton.
How's everybody in my hometown?
Well, Philadelphia. One thing we can always say about Philadelphia, David, it's never dull up here. We've got a mayoral election happening next week. It's pretty much a fait accompli who's going to win it. The Democrats going to carry the day. And one more time, as it goes on every 4 years here, the cycle occurs and things get nervous, Nelly, until the election happens. And then things begin to get settled in for the change. And, of course, Philadelphia, unfortunately, he's been getting a lot of bad PR lately because it's got a problem with a murder rate, with drugs, guns, and a criminal justice system that seems to be overwhelmed, and a police department, a major police department that seems to be undermanned and understaffed, so, and underfinanced. So we've got problems that are not just unique to Philadelphia. And the Phillies made the playoffs for the first time in a lot of years, and even though they got knocked out by the Rockies, and we were rooting for the Rockies, that was exciting. And the Eagles continue to have their manic rides up and down, and they break our hearts when they lose, and they make us scream with joy when they win. And, of course, the coach has got his own personal problems that are pretty well documented all over America with his family misery that he's dealing with drugs. And, by the way, you know, drugs are not unique to him. And, you know, the drug and substance abuse issues that face not only celebrities but the regular folk of the world, this is issues that we in business deal with, not only in business, but in family situations.
I hear you.
More and more of it. So we can talk a lot about a lot of things that go on in Philadelphia, David. It's never dull up around these parts.
You know, one thing that people still ask me after all these years that I've been away from Philadelphia, what's the deal with sports fans? They're the most unusual and hardest fans they've ever seen, and that's true. What's the deal?
I am a longtime Philadelphia sports fan. I'm 54 years old and born and raised in Philadelphia, and I've lived through more misery than joy, and I guess it's maybe the common experience of suffering, especially when you can be so close to achieving a great goal and then see these goals not achieved and successes slip away. So
it hardens you, I guess, huh?
Yes, and Philadelphia fans always have been passionate, and it's not only in our sports. We're wound up people here, David. We are a driven group, and it's not just Philadelphians. But I don't know. We kind of get maybe the bad rap because when we throw snowballs at Santa Claus, or when we tell people that you got to order your cheesesteaks in English and only in English, or when Allen Iverson is loved for so many years, and then when the team goes south, everybody thinks Allen Iverson's south, so he gets treated like he's not a first class citizen anymore, and the media fuels a lot of this, David. You're in the media, so I guess you could maybe speak to that issue better than me, but as someone who is on the viewing and or listening side, I can tell you that the media drives a lot of this stuff because it's in the media's interest to capture viewers or listeners or readers or whatever it is that they're trying to agenda they're promoting.
Yeah. Well, it's a good story.
And misery always makes good copy, David.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good story, and especially a good photo if you got somebody snowballing Santa. Always a good shot.
Yeah, and of course the Eagles are playing the Cowboys this weekend, so that's always that's our most hated football rival. And then like the Giants and the Redskins, we hate them too, and they hate us. But it seems like we always hate them more than they hate us. So we're more passionate about it. It seems.
Well, that's certainly true. Let me ask you about business. This has not been the best year for most people in the floor covering business, and a lot of other businesses as well. I don't expect Philadelphia has been a whole lot different.
Well, Philadelphia, in our area, in what we'll call the tri-state area, it's not just Philadelphia, but the seven counties surrounding Philadelphia, and in our SMSA, business stinks, David. The only guys that are doing business in the flooring operations are guys that are still winding down with condominium development in our downtown center city areas, and we do have commercial houses, be it union or non-union, that are still humping away on contracts that have been in process and have taken time, and our region is seeing a drying up effect, not only of what you and everybody else are seeing around the country with the builder and the new construction of residential housing. But Philadelphia, for many, many years, has not had new construction within its city limits. All the residential development has always been outside of our city limits, because Philadelphia's always had a stinky way of doing business with builders within the city limits and a finite amount of ground to be able to grow on, and zoning restrictions to make it cumbersome for people to get involved with new residential real estate construction. But what pockets of activity, of positive business activity that are in the Philadelphia region, are winding down? So myself personally, I can tell you business stinks at retail. I'm largely a retailer. And for the listeners who don't know, Reinhardt Carpet Outlet of Philadelphia, we are a fourth-generation family business. The lineage goes 113 years now, and I've got the pictures and the papers and the certificates to prove it. It's a for-real deal. We are four generations of a family business, and we largely sell residential and primarily directly to the end users. We do very little commercial and or account business. We carry hardly any receivables, and business is soft. Business is soft for us because people are spooked, mm-hmm. and they're spooked by what they see go on in the world around them. The macro view, starting from the Washington and the United States view of the world, and all the trials and tribulations we face not only nationally as a country but internationally, and our position as in all the different positions that we Americans represent overseas. We'll have that political discussion another time, but then as you start to focus in on the regional view and the issues that face us between jobs and housing concerns and technology or industries that continue still to leave our area and resurrect themselves out of the tri-state area, and when you look at just the general mood of how energy costs affect people and transportation issues and insurances, overhead factors, whether it be in your home or in your business. The pressures continue to mount, and the ability to be successful in whatever it is that you're trying to be successful in, whether it's business, running a home, raising a family, driving a bus, it just seems that each and every day, incrementally, we get a little tougher and tougher to operate in the worlds that we live in. So as that translates to the regular folk of the world, which is who we deal with, I like to say the way I summarize it is we deal with the masses, not the classes. We don't sell the upscale customer, although we do sell upscale customers, but you know, our bread and butter is the regular folk of the world, middle-class people, mm-hmm. homeowners and apartment dwellers. But the people who are buying our goods, you can see it in their eyes. You can hear it in their attitudes and their voices. You can see it in the way they proceed in much more deliberate fashion in consummating purchase activities with us. That people are spooked. People are scared. So what that translates to, David, is you don't spend the money so fast. And, of course, we sell products that are largely sold because of disposable income that's available to people. People always figure out a way to make those rugs last a little longer, to make those floors go another year, another season. That area rug to, you know what, roll it up and throw it out rather than replace it so fast. And because of that, that's the swell that we're involved with now. And our task is to, number one, survive, and number two, adapt and adjust, because that's retail, David. Mm-hmm. If you don't grow and or adapt and adjust, it's real simple what happens to you. You die. And in fact, then that leads us to Hoboken. And in fact, there we go. Here's a prime example that in a rough economy, and they largely deal on a larger stage than just Philadelphia. They deal not quite nationally, but the Hoboken incident that's going on now is epitomizes what's wrong in our general world that we operate in, and that is that money's tight, business is drying up, credit's getting harder and harder, and people are struggling. And now, depending upon whose numbers you read, between $400 and $600 million of activity has just decided to close up shop.
This is going to conclude the first part. This is a five-part series. It features Fred Reinhardt. He's a retailer. He owns Reinhardt Carpet Outlet of Philadelphia. We're going to air the second part of this conversation tomorrow, and this is Floor Radio.